Hey everybody, what's up? This is Blake, your host, and this is The Diary of a Mad Black Man. This week's episode on Diary of a Mad Black Man, this diary entry is going to bring you guys somewhat up to speed over the past 2 weeks of my life and why I haven't been podcasting as I would like to. Previously, I had skipped a week because I was dealing with some emotional stuff. You can listen to a previous episode, I believe it's Diary Entry 15, where I talk about that, where I talk about where I was just really in a dark space based on, you know, some things, interactions I had with certain people. But over the past couple weeks, I've been gone, traveling, and not really thinking about anything other than work, which in a sense has helped. But now that I'm back, I feel like, oh, it's back to reality, but I still feel good. I'm still on that kind of natural high of life. So I want to share that with you guys. I also want to kind of let you guys know this season is coming to an end very soon, season one. If you don't know, I'm doing 20 episode seasons, so every 20 episodes I will conclude a season, and so I'm gearing up for season two. I really want it to be very much more structured and not as all over the place as my previous season has, as this season has been. So much is in store for my podcast, so many new ideas, but I'm narrowing it down to have a very strict focus on what it is I want to talk about, the things I want to share, the guests I want to have, the episodes I want to have. I have a really dope episode with a really good friend of mine where she talks about her experiences raising a black man, her thoughts on what that means, and it's such a powerful episode. I was going to release it this week, but I think I'm going to save that for season two. Because I'm gonna save for season two because in season two of Diary of a Mad Black Man, I want to have more courageous conversations. And what I mean by that is simply having those tough conversations with people that that have been difficult for me to have or have been difficult for other people to have. Which leads me to this episode here, which is really explaining kind of what I've been doing over the past couple weeks and why I haven't been podcasting as much. It's a little bit longer of an intro than I normally do, so I'm going to conclude it with this. I hope you enjoy the episode. Thank you for listening and tuning in. And please, if you don't follow me on socials, Diary of a Mad Black Man on Instagram and Twitter, you can find those handles or the usernames in the description box below. And enjoy another episode, and I look forward to many more in the future. Hey y'all, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode, another diary entry. So let's just start things off how I always do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a listener on my podcast. Like, I really want to kind of make that a formality here moving forward, because the fact that people are still listening, still tuning in, my audience is growing, which means that word is getting out that my podcast exists and people are talking about it, and there's like a little audience growing, so I'm very excited about that. Which also leads me to say that I do apologize. I deeply and sincerely apologize to all of my listeners who have been missing out on me for the past 2 weeks. After the first week, it was like I was so, and this episode is going to explain everything, so I hope y'all are ready to sit back. So I don't know how long this is going to be, but this is going to be a good one. Like, I'm going to put it all out there and like, it really bring you guys in, and we got a lot of catching up to do. But I was sitting there, I was like, oh my God, I'm so behind on my podcasting, on my journaling, on my writing, on all my little, you know, personal things that I have been doing with like my social media and just my podcast and my book that I've been writing, and just all I basically stopped all of that. And now I've basically been traveling for the past 2 weeks. I had this awesome opportunity with my job, kind of last minute, but I was literally traveling. I did the first leg of tour, was in the Carolinas, so went to Charlotte, Durham, Charleston, and then we went down to Miami for 4 days. So I've really just been gone on the road, living the traveling life for the past like 2 weeks or so. And it's allowed me the opportunity to focus on just work and like my health, because all I really would do is, I mean, obviously I would travel and handle logistics and things like that, and do everything that was required of me with my job. But outside of that, I was just trying to get some good food and I was trying to relax. Like, that was really the motive of the entire past 2 weeks. And I really have enjoyed myself. I really enjoyed the sense of vacation that it's given. Even though I was still working, I was gone from my natural environment. I wasn't in Atlanta, so I really like that. And if you remember from, I mean, if you listen to the past couple episodes, you know that I've been indulging in a lot of self-care recently. And by me traveling, it's helped me to do that a little bit more, because when I'm out somewhere and I see some food I want, I'm gonna get it. When I see something that I want, I'm just gonna get it. Like, there's, oh, I'm just realizing sitting here right now, there's something that I didn't buy for somebody while I was down in Miami. Dang. But I've really just also, aside from work and what I've been doing, is I've been really just focusing on me and focusing on my health and focus on doing what is best for me. And telling people how I feel, whether like it's telling somebody like, yo, I think you're really dope and I think you're an awesome person, I think we should connect and hang out or something like that, Or whether it's telling somebody, I don't think we should communicate as often as we do, or, just being straight up and telling somebody, I really appreciate you as a friend. You're somebody that I really value and hope to have you long term in my life. Really expressing myself to people in a way that shows the sincerity and the truth, and the truth and the depth of how it is I want to interact with these people and the things I want to do. And I think it's also helping me just to be more honest and transparent with just any and everybody. And I mean, obviously I'm not going to have the same level of transparency with everybody, but by me being able to speak honestly, 100% about any and everything in my life, in myself, in my people, in my relationship, like just all around that, in practicing that a lot more. I want to say that I've been practicing it. I want to say that I've realized or reached a level of awareness that that is something that I've achieved. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I've practiced it. I've been practicing it for a very long time. And I know my podcast has helped me to get to that place. But with everything that I've had going on between traveling and touring and work and personal and family, to have that moment to escape and reflect, like, that was a big reflective piece for me to take away from a lot of this time that I've had away from my podcast, which is to understand that, by me being able to be more honest with myself, it's helped me to become more honest in every other aspect of my life. Whether that be personal, professional, friendships, whatever it is. And it's helped to build, I think it's helped me to live in a more authentic reality, because I feel that it's also helped me to become closer to more real people, or it's helped me to build relationships in areas that I haven't necessarily been building, or it's helped to kind of re-stimulate. Anywho, like, it's, I don't want to go too deep and too off into that right now, because I got a whole episode and I do have a little outline here, because it's a lot. We got to catch up, and it's been a minute, and it's been like a lot of things have been happening. And like I said, I've been indulging in self-care, speaking more honestly, being more honest with other people. But another thing that I have not been doing, something that I have been doing not so much of, is being on social media. I've had a few posts here and there, but usually when I'm on social media, I'm posting something for myself, like just posting. So, well, I would probably say I posted more in the past week than I have in the past like 3 months, and that's just because I was down in Miami and it was my birthday. Which I'm gonna talk more about that later in the episode, but I haven't been scrolling through my timeline as much. I haven't been looking at people's stories as much. I haven't been going to see who's been posting as much. I haven't been just aimlessly scrolling through my Explore page, looking at tattoos and dread designs and houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've actually been removing myself from my phone and literally just sitting with myself sometimes. I have been eating a lot. I've been eating, like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing at this point in time, but it's not affecting my health or anything. But like, I'll literally just sit and I'll just eat, you know, stuff. Because I do want to gain weight. So I've just been like pigging out, eating random snacks. I love peanut butter and crackers. And over the past 2 weeks, I've been noticing that I've been buying a lot of crackers and a lot of peanut butter. But also, like I said, just removing myself from social media has it's been an interesting experience because I now when I'm on it, I also use it differently. I'm not necessarily looking for what everybody else is posting or to look for to compare myself to anybody. Like I like there's certain posts that like even as soon as I see them, like I immediately like just scroll away from them or unfollow that person or mute that person. Because I'm so hypersensitive to what's going on around me right now. And like I said, when I'm not working or focused on, you know, researching or reading something about one of these business opportunities that I have in front of me, I'm literally just chilling. I'm either just sitting somewhere or I'm sleeping or I'm just laying around, you know what I'm saying? And being gone for the past couple of weeks has helped me to do that. Have I neglected my podcast? Absolutely. Have I neglected, you know, even doing social media for my podcast or my own personal social media? Absolutely. But I think that that's just coming with the evolution of where it is I'm going. And so I'm definitely, and I even alluded to that in my last episode. Like I told you guys, you know, just podcasting in general has become tougher because, you know, with my promotion and just my living situation and my finances right now, like it's just not, I've established a strategy and a way to do my podcast, but I haven't necessarily created that routine in my podcast. Like I know that I was going to do every Tuesday, I was going to post or release an episode, which that became easy, but the actual sitting down and recording and brainstorming and marketing strategies, that stuff has yet to be in a routine for me, which I'm still working on it, and I'm happy you're still here. I'm happy you're still listening, and you're taking something away from my experiences and what it is that I'm sharing because I really believe that I'm evolving before your ears, and I know that that's true because if you even go back and listen to my first episode, it's just been a process, and I'm very excited to be engaged with this and to be doing this. But anywho, back to what's been going on for the past few weeks since I've been gone. Well, I haven't been gone anywhere. I just haven't been podcasting. Like, I haven't been sitting down and recording and reflecting. Like, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, but it's been like real deep spiritual reflecting. Like one of the moments I had Monday when I was in Miami, you know, we weren't real. It was just a moment that I had that I knew I could just sit and chill by myself for like 10 a solid 10 15 minutes and really take in the beautiful sun and the scenery and just absorb my environment that was around me. And it really helped me to realize, you know, how full circle life has come so many times. I think about growing up and just dreaming about places like Miami or just knowing of places in Miami, like Miami and around the world and never having had experienced those. Now to be 30, like officially I'm 30 years old now, to have had to now be able not to have to speak about experiences in my 20s. Like I feel like just even saying that, like right now in this moment, I feel like a completely brand new person. And it sounds weird me saying it, but when I say it, it resonates with how I actually feel. Like, literally, like, since my birthday, over the past few weeks, I feel like my, like, I don't, like, I feel like a completely different person in a very, very good way. Like, in a great way, in an amazing way, in a grand way. Like, I don't know how else good, great, grand I could say it, but that's where I am. And I think that, you know, like, I even made a post yesterday where I was like, you know, I haven't been posting, I haven't done my episode how I wanted to. And one of my favorite accounts that I follow, Self Care for Black Men, posted, and I'm gonna read exactly the post and what it said, because it helped me to understand that it's okay. Like, it's okay. The world is not gonna end because I don't post the podcast. Even though at a certain point, that's kind of how I felt, because I felt that I wanted to be consistent and I wanted to build my audience, and I felt the sense of responsibility. And I talked about this in previous episodes, but at the same time, I also have to understand, as well as let y'all know, that this is not necessarily a regular I don't want anything about my podcast to be conventional, you know, other than the fact that I'm sitting down and I'm recording myself and I'm like, it's in that sense, you know what I'm saying? But the structure of my episodes and how I do my episodes and what I talk about and, you know, all of that stuff is very organic, because again, it's Diary of a Mad Black Man, and I want it to flow like a diary. You know, in a diary, you're not writing the same thing. You may not write in your diary every single day. However, I do want to post a minimum of one episode a week, and that is the goal. I do want to build consistency and a sense of routine and procedures to publishing and producing my podcast, so that way it doesn't, because right now I'm behind, because at one point I had got ahead, and that was when podcasting was really easy and it was really like super, like it didn't really affect my life. But now that I'm kind of falling behind and I'm not ahead on my recordings, it's just a lot, you know what I'm saying? And plus, there's so much going on. But anywho, the Instagram account Self Care for Black Men posted on my page. They said, you know, take your time. Self care is essential. Your episode will drop in perfect timing. And you know, that's one of the things that I appreciate the most about social media. You know, even though I've been kind of stepping away from social media, but it's those small comments like that that have helped me in some of my darkest times. Or there's moments like that where right now, you know, I may not be in a dark time or be feeling any negative emotions and be feeling very positive and uplifted, and you know, but it's things like that that help me feel higher, that help me feel better, that help me feel more validated in what it is that I'm doing. And it's not that I'm searching for that or even expecting that, but to still receive that, it feels good. It's just like that social media love, man. Like, and then that's one of the reasons why I am going to always continue to podcast and continue to do what it is that I do, because it's a journey. It's really, literally a journey I'm on. And like I said, you know, this isn't the kind of podcast where I'm on here trying to get my viewers up for sponsorships and to try to build a business out of this or anything like that. Like, if it turns into that, great. That's not the MO right now. You know what I'm saying? That's not the goal. And I don't think that ever, I never, you know, have come on my podcast to try and do anything for ratings or for clicks or to get people to listen to my stuff. Like, that's not why I do this. And I think I made that very clear, but I also have to remind myself of that. You know what I'm saying? That the people who listen to my podcast, people who follow my podcast, the people who engage with my show, I feel that the true listeners, they understand that. They understand where I'm coming from. They understand, you know, what it is they're getting into when they listen to my episode. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's just, you know, I've just been, you know, just, yeah. Anywho, let me go on to the next topic. Because I have also been doing a lot of things by myself, and I've been thinking for myself, and like in decisions that I've been making or in things that I've been wanting to do, I haven't really been asking other people. I've just been just kind of doing it. You know what I'm saying? Just not really asking for advice when I feel like I can make a decision for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm also feel that I'm more optimistic about my future at this point, which I have been on a sense of a high lately. As far as just like with my job and my career and, my business ideas, and how I'm and where I am in developing them and, eventually getting to a stage of, creating a solid product and being able to sell and push and market something, that I can physically touch is something that's going to be coming very soon. Even just conversations with, some of my friends, talking to my homeboy from high school, just the way he inspires me with real estate, that's a flame that, like, low key, my homie is the one who's keeping it alive. Because when I first stepped into real estate, I just, like, just kind of like education, I stepped in and I saw how big and massive it was. But real estate is a different sense. It has a different level of complexity to it because there's not one way to do real estate. Just like there's not one way to educate. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is a way of me educating. I love to talk. I love to share experiences, and that's ultimately what teaching and learning is. You share experiences and ways of doing things, and so other people can experience them and do the things that it is that you taught them, or do the things that it is that they want to do. Anywho, long story short, I've just been engaging in only positive and uplifting conversations. I've only been engaging with people that, like I said, my homeboy, who we're not just talking about, the latest cars, clothes, or anything. Like, we're talking about business. We're talking about, how to start an LLC. What happens if I live in Illinois, but I want to go do business in, St. Louis, which is another state, which is in Missouri, or, I partner with with a marijuana company. Now a lot of the conversations I'm having, are surrounding, how to do partnerships, across state lines, different branding, and so, like, my whole life, I feel, has changed in 2 weeks. Literally, in a matter of like this time, 2 weeks ago, like I'm not gonna say I was depressed, but I did have a day. I don't remember the exact day, but I know it was a Friday, and I was just feeling so terrible, so down, so depressed, so just, like just the negative emotions were within me, and I had to get it out. But it's like that was my rock bottom. But ever since then, I've been just flying, just sky high, up, 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 and up, and up, and up, and up. And it's like I've been on this high for the past 2 weeks. And I've been, like I said, I haven't been podcasting, I haven't been doing what it is. I've been, the personal things I like to do, partially because I've been traveling a lot too. But other things have been manifesting in my life as well. For example, I'm not gonna say that right now. Now that I look at that as a bullet point on my episode, I'm gonna save that for another episode because that's a whole other episode in and of itself. So, anywho, I just want to also just kind of go ahead and move into this last part of some things that I want to talk about for this episode because, like I said, I do want to catch you up. I do want to let you guys know where I've been and where I'm at in my podcasting journey, but I also want to focus and share this stuff with you because, yes, I've been doing good. I've been feeling great. My mental health has been on point, but I've also been feeling a sense of, which is the reason why I said today I had to sit down and record something today. Like, something had to get done because I've been feeling disconnected from my source. Like, when I'm not on social media, like, for example, like the fact that I made that post yesterday about me not posting or not podcasting, and then one of my favorite accounts was like, take your time, self-care is essential, your episode will drop in perfect timing. It was like a reminder that, A, my podcast is not the kind of podcast where, I have to drop an episode every week. I want to drop an episode every week. I'm going to drop an episode every week. But it's also not this super big, huge, like, people are not going to not be able to pay their bills. Like, I don't employ anybody else. I'm not making no money off of it. It's not like it's really affecting anybody if I don't record a podcast. However, I do feel that it is affecting some people because I know people are actually listening. There are some people who may be looking forward to my podcast. So I feel like that's the only real obligation or real issue that I'm having with not podcasting, but it does bother me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make it seem like, oh, I don't care if people, you know, are expecting or not. Like, it does bother me, which that's how I was able to acknowledge that, because I was like, what's really going to happen if I don't put out an episode? What's really happening if I don't podcast? You know what I'm saying? That's how I was able to get to that point. But I want to try and fix that. And that's why I want to get back into it, but I need to find balance in this. You know what I'm saying? My job, like I said, is I've been gone for the past couple weeks on traveling. And I even missed being a guest on another podcast. Like, I had been invited. I was going to be a guest. It was going to be like a panel-like episode where I was going to talk about mental health and the challenges and stigma surrounding mental health and in the Black community. But I was out of town for work. So, I feel really bad. Not like really bad, like terrible, but I'm just a little disappointed in the fact that I wasn't able to do that, because that was my first time that I had been invited as a guest on a podcast, and I couldn't do it. Well, it wasn't my first time being featured on a podcast, but it was the first time of me actually going and recording a whole episode as a guest on an episode. So it was kind of a big deal. It is a big deal, and I hate that, like, in my podcasting journey. Like, I'm gonna say I hate it, but it's one of the things, I mean, I guess it's gonna make for an interesting story, which is the first time that I get invited, I can't make it. Which, even though the first time that it was supposed to be recorded, it got canceled for another reason. I guess the person had an emergency, but anywho, even though things are going good for me right now, I'm feeling exceptionally well and intensely focused and walking in purpose and having direction and having clear boundaries and understanding that where I am is not where I'm always going to be. I know I still need to work on my mental health. I know that this high as I'm feeling, I know what rock bottom feels like. And so I still want to work on building the skills and the strategies to deal with that. You know, I think that it's a part of life, that some days are better than others, you know what I'm saying? But I think for me, I know when I have a lot of low days, that can turn into weeks, months, days, you know what I'm saying? So because I've had experiences with that, with depression and major depression and anxiety and things like that, just because I'm feeling good, or I've been feeling good for the past couple weeks, doesn't mean that I'm not going to continue to do the work that's necessary to not have been where I once was. And so I am happy to share some good news with you guys. I've actually confirmed 12 weeks of therapy sessions. I went on ahead and said, you know what? I'm going to budget out this money for X amount of months. And I said, I'm going to do 12 weeks of therapy. And that's what I did. I booked 12 weeks out, and they're confirmed. They're going to start next month in March. And they're going to run through, I believe, sometime in mid-May. And it's going to give me a time to know. It's going to be a time period to know that I'm going to be actively and consistently working on my mental health and working on myself. But it also feels good to know that I did this while things are feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I found that in reflecting over the past couple of weeks or whatever, that a lot of times that I've sought therapy has been when I'm not feeling good or things are not going well. And so it was just in that moment, I was like, Blake, sit down, book these appointments, because I had been dragging my feet with it, because I was just like, I want to speak to somebody. And this is just like a couple weeks ago, when I was really kind of going through it, kind of had some very sad, depressing moments, just some experiences. You go back, listen to previous episodes, you learn all about it. But those were the moments where I was like, oh, I wish I had somebody to talk to. Oh, I wish I had somebody to talk to. But now that life is changing and evolving so quickly, I'm trying to prepare myself for what's going to come. And so I think scheduling out those 12 appointments, 3 months of therapy, was a very good idea. It was a very wise decision to make. I'm very happy that I can share that with you all. And to know that, even though things are going well, Nothing, like, I feel great and amazing, probably better than I have in a long time. I still need to do the work. That's the reason why I still want to continue to podcast. But like while when I travel for work, like this is like one of the first like long extended periods of time that I've traveled for work like this. But I've learned that everything in the world seemed to pause around me. I was just kind of focused on the day in and day out of what it is I had to do while I was traveling. I wasn't really thinking about buying a car, getting my own place, or just anything, you know what I'm saying? Because I was out of that. I was able to sleep in a bed. Oh my God, y'all, like not have to sleep on somebody's couch is just such a blessing. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm kind of conflicted because technically this is not my role in this company. You know, it's I'm not meant to be on this traveling tour team, but I really want to do it. However, at the same time, from a personal contribution standpoint and what I can add to this company, what I can do, what it is I know I can build as a corporate trainer, that's where I need to be because that's where I'm going to be using this. I'm going to be using this $100+ thousand in student loan debt. I'm putting that to work by being a corporate trainer. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping to be able to meet somewhere in the middle, and to be able to do things, be able to do both. And I'm also still in the process because it's a forever process. There's some things I'm also learning. It's gonna be a forever process. Creating the life that I want to live. That's an everyday of my life thing. Because as I'm setting things up for the future, I gotta do what I want in the moment. Whether that means eat the meals that I want, take the breaks that I want, see who I want, call who I want, do what I want. Every single moment is determined by what it is that I want and how I want it to go. And I'm also learning that by being in control of that and acknowledging that helps me to determine how I'm going to feel. Because I know if I go eat this, whatever it is that it may be, it's gonna make me feel this way. So if I want to go and do this, I know it's probably gonna make me feel this way. So I'm learning just to find balance in just everything and all things of life. Don't really have too much else to cover right now, because like I said, there's a lot that I'm working on. As you all also know, I'm going to be concluding this season of Diary of a Mad Black Man. This is going to be, I think this is going to be episode. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and pull it up so I can be accurate in my statement. This is episode number 18. It'll probably be episode 18. Yeah, this is definitely gonna be episode 18. I'm putting episode 18. So we have only two more episodes in this season that I'm gonna put out. And then I'm also going. So this is a part of the episode. Let me just wrap it up and stick to what it is I'm saying. Okay, back then. So yeah, confirmed 12 points of appointment. 12 appointments for therapy. Traveling for work helped me to escape the reality of the life that it is that I'm in. However, in this moment, it's like back to reality. Still need my own car, still need my own place. There's still so much in my life that I want and I need. So much that I desire to have, but that's just what it is. I'm okay. I'm finding balance in that. But anywho, I just want to update you guys on some more things that are happening with my podcast. Yeah, so like I told you guys before, I am doing seasons. I'm doing 20 episode seasons of my podcast. I am going to conclude this is going I'm going to conclude season one here pretty soon. When I do conclude season one, I will probably take 2 weeks off from podcasting, meaning that I won't be publishing for 2 weeks. But I do want to take 2 weeks off, maybe three, depending on what's going on at the time of my life. Because I anticipate this happening over the next month or so, that I'll be going on this hiatus from podcasting. But during that hiatus from publishing, I want to be recording. There are many different collaborations that I want to have and I want to set up. There are some time sensitive collaborations that I want to have and episodes that I want to create. There's so much that I want to do in planning for my season two of my podcast, meaning that, for example, I want to create. So this is something I'll go ahead and drop this gem for you guys, for those of you who are listening, who may be interested in collabing in the future. I want to do diary entries from anonymous listeners. So I want to give anybody a chance to, you can either call in to me, and the only person who will ever know who you are is me. Even in that sense, I eventually kind of want to set something up so I can call in. But then again, I don't want it to be like, because if somebody calls and starts saying something crazy, like, I ain't got time for that. But what I do, essentially what I want to do is I want to create a diary safe space. I want to give people an opportunity to call and discuss certain things with me, kind of like a vent, and have it featured in the podcast. Like, or if it's something you're going through, something you've experienced, something you want to get off your chest, something you're dealing with, but you can't necessarily tell people around you or say anything about it, but, or you maybe just kind of want to put it in like an anonymous episode, like with me, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity. So, I'm still kind of working out the logistics of how that will work and what that looks like. But I just also want to create different episode segments. I want to build the social media platforms more so I can get like ideas and insight from social media to incorporate in the podcast. And yes, I do eventually want to get to YouTube. I know I'm behind on my Veganuary journey episode video that I was supposed to do. Just go ahead and also let you guys know this. I'm not vegan anymore. I'm a flexitarian. Yes, I know. I'm still like trans vegan. It's a whole other episode I'm going to have to put out. But it's the whole reason why I'm doing this episode now, which is just to give you guys updates, to continue with podcasting, to get stuff off my chest, to feel like I'm progressing. Because if I didn't publish anything, like if I didn't put anything out like for like another week or so, like I felt like my anxiety about it was going to get to a level that was unhealthy. And so that's why I was like, you got to sit down, you got to record something, like you got to put together something, you got to freestyle it, you got to record a podcast, because you've been fiending to record one, you really haven't had the time to do one, but now you got the time to do one, and it's all you can think about. So that's why I'm recording now as well. What else? Yeah, just looking forward to concluding this season, taking some time off, getting ahead. I said that, you know, there are some people that invested in my podcast already, and I'm going to wait for season two to come out with my microphone. I was going to buy the microphone. I was looking at the microphone, and I said, you know what? In exactly about two or three more weeks, I'll be concluding season one. And so I think it'll be very good for me in building my podcast and building my journey and documenting my journey to say that I did my entire season one without a microphone. So I said, I'm going to wait till season two to come at y'all with a microphone, with new sound effects, I'm also going to update the description for my podcast. I'm going to update the formatting to how I even write the descriptions for my podcast. But I said, I'm going to, you know what, all these new ideas, I'm just going to wait for season two, because season two is going to be better. So, these next couple episodes, to be totally honest, I'm not sure what they're going to look like. Although I do have one episode that I previously recorded, which I have to find because I don't know if it's on my hard drive or what's going on, but I do have one more previously recorded episode that I want to go through and make edits to before I publish it. not that I want to take anything away, but there's certain things that I want to add to it that I wish that I elaborated more on in recording the episode. So I want to be doing that, and that's going to take me some time. But I don't anticipate traveling anytime soon over the next couple of weeks. So look forward to the conclusion of season one of Diary of a Mad Black Man. And please also continue to look forward to season two of Diary of a Mad Black Man. It's just going to be an amazing journey. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Again, my name is Blake, your host. You know where to find me. Check the description box for all the socials. And yeah, peace, love, and see y'all on the next episode.